Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I always look forward to Thursdays because we get to talk to our friend Sean Stone, and he is the arts editor of Metroland, and Metroland comes out every week, and if you can't live in this community and not read Metroland, because otherwise you wouldn't know what's going on. You wouldn't know what cool things are happening. You wouldn't know where the movies are playing. You wouldn't know anything.
You'd
just be an idiot. So... So Sean and the team there at Metroland come up with all this great stuff, and then Sean joins us every week and tells us all of the really cool artistic things that are happening in our region and beyond, and it's a thrill to have him here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. I hadn't thought of my job as fighting idiocy, but I'm going to add that to my resume.
Oh.
There you go.
I find it very difficult to believe that you've never thought of that.
Yeah, okay, let's move on from there.
Straight out of Compton.
It's ridiculously entertaining.
It looks ridiculously entertaining.
It really is. I mean, everything about it is fun. Of course, you know, you think a group called NWA ending up with, 25, 30 years later, ending up with a mainstream movie biopic on your list of unusual things to have happened if you would have predicted it in 1988, that would have been pretty unusual, don't
yes,
you think?
I think you're absolutely right.
Of course, the chances of also at the time Ice Cube starring in buddy cop movies would also be an unlikely scenario, but yet both have come true. It's ridiculously entertaining. It's the story of Ice Cube and Eazy-E and Dr. Dre, who went on to fabulous success. And Paul Giamatti plays the slimy manager. So he not only rips off Brian Wilson this summer in Love and Mercy, he rips off NWA. So he's had a twofer.
I have to say, though, in the I have not seen the film. I have only seen the trailers, but he seems great in it.
He is.
He seems amazing.
He is, and the other one is Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Yeah,
just it's like looking at his father.
That's really cool.
He's really good, and of course, when he opens his mouth, it's his father's voice that comes out. But, oh, you know, for the raps, but
oh that.
And the other thing, though. The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yes.
Did you see this?
I did not.
Cable Fair.
Cable Fair.
Not good.
Wow.
They felt the need, like, okay, what is the one thing wrong with superhero movies? Origin stories.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, they, for some reason, Guy Ritchie felt like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. needed an origin story, and they needed to give Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin sordid backgrounds, which made their characters... less appealing by several magnitudes, but the clothes are nice and, you know, the set design is nice, but it's not very good.
You know, last week I was in New York for a couple of days with kids, and we were in Soho, and they had an event where Guy Ritchie was going to be talking about Man from U.N.C.L.E. and with some cast members.
Really?
And you could walk in and hear them talk about the making of the movie. And I turned to my nephew and I said, do you want to go see that? And he said, no, I don't really care. And I thought to myself, yeah, I don't either. And then I thought, well, then I guess that means I really don't want to see the movie.
Yeah. There you go. TV shows on Sunday nights, I'd watch that instead.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Upcoming. So,
yes.
We're in the final three nights of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Right.
At SPAC. Tonight, it's pianist Wu Han, and it's called Ensembles of the Orchestra. It's going to be different ensembles playing. And tomorrow night is an evening with Joshua Bell.
And it's also WAMC night. So what you do is you come out and you join us, and we're going to have a presence out on the lawn, which is like there's going to be a tent out and back there, and we'll be there, and we'll say hi to you, and you can come and say hi to us, and we'll have a beautiful evening of music together. It's WAMC night at SPAC tomorrow night, Joshua Bell, 8 o'clock, Saratoga Performing Arts Center, SPAC.org. And then on Saturday...
Their final night... They're ending it the way they always do. It's the 1812 Spectacular, Russian music, fireworks, cannons. Very good.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't. And also Friday, opening at the Old Castle Theater Company in Bennington, Vermont. It's Peter Schaefer's Black Comedy, which is a farce that dates from the 60s. It's a one act. The gimmick is it's about a power outage in an apartment house. And when the power is supposed to be on, the stage is dark. And when the power is supposed to be off, the stage is lit. And it's all about this sculptor who's trying to show off his work to a rich collector. And he borrows the furniture from his neighbor's apartment, which he shouldn't do. And it's a fun thing. Actually, I looked up the original cast in 65, Albert Finney, Derek Jacobi, and Maggie Smith.
Oh, so that's...
So this is kind of an actor's feast.
Good
and that,
stuff.
And that opens at Old Castle tomorrow. Friday and Saturday at PS 21 in Chatham, their dance festival continues with Kegwin and Company. Saturday night at Underground at Proctor's, it's the monthly pretty much the best comedy show with Victor Varnado, who's a sort of a big deal in the New York City comedy scene. And then back to SPAC, actually to the Spa Little Theater, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, their last two concerts, Sunday afternoon at 3. It's Beethoven and Penderecki and Schumann. And then Tuesday evening at 8, it's Schoenberg, Richard Strauss, and Mendelssohn. Monday night at Upstate Concert Hall, it's the Dream Pop Pitchfork.com favorite band Beach House. They have a new album coming out next week.
All right.
And then Wednesday night at SPAC, this is one for the children. It's 5 Seconds of Summer. They're emo pop. The opening band is called Hey Violet, which are interesting because they were first formed in middle school. And they're still together, more or less, which just cracked me up.
So, when you say they were first formed in middle school, so are they like in high school now?
They're like in high school now.
Okay, all right. So,
yeah, they're like older teenagers.
They're not like in their 30s.
No, this is yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for them. And then new movies.
Yes. Up here in the provinces, we're finally getting the end of the tour with Jason Segel as David Foster Wallace and Jesse Eisenberg, which is getting all sorts of good reviews.
What I have seen looks really good. I like the story.
Yeah. So
okay.
That looks...
Go with that.
Sorry, I moved things here.
That's all right.
Then we have...
it's the new setup.
I know. I'm on mic 4, guest 3. Jesse Eisenberg is also a big Hollywood movie this weekend. It's called American Ultra. He is sort of a stoner who hangs out in a record shop who is actually a CIA sleeper agent who Connie Britton comes in and wakes him up and he starts killing people. And then we have Phoenix, which I'm really looking forward to. It's a German film. It's set in post-war drama. It's about a nightclub singer who survives the Holocaust, but nobody believes it's her because she's had plastic surgery. And then we have... I know. The way I said that, it sounds like goofy.
Just making it up at this point.
But it's supposed to be really good.
All right.
And then we have She's Funny That Way, which is a romantic comedy directed by Peter Bogdanovich. And then we have two movies that none of your listeners will want to see and I don't want to see. It's called Hitman Agent 47, which sort of is one of those Matrix-y type things. I saw the trailer before The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I couldn't tell you what it's about. And then Sinister 2, which is for people who liked Sinister 1. It's rated R.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that.
Well, it's all good stuff. You can find out more. Well, it's not really all good stuff, but at least we...
It's stuff.
It's stuff.
It's happening.
And now, because Sean has let us know about it, we can make the decision as to whether or not we want to see it, right? It's... Metroland.net, Metroland.net for more information, or pick up a copy of Metroland, for goodness sakes. Sean, always great to have you here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.